Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura. And I have something to say to you, Tiffany.
Tell me.
Happy Valentine's Day. And I love you.
Oh, my God. I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, right?
Are you going to do anything special?
I hope so. I hope my boyfriend's going to take me out somewhere nice and give me something. Because he told me it's a surprise, so I don't know yet.
Is he going to give you a bling, 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 bling?
I don't know. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it. What about you? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Hopefully, I will have a date.
Hopefully.
I'm not too sure yet. But you have to tell me all about your Valentine's Day afterwards. So today, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. And actually, where does this holiday basically come from?
I never knew. I have no idea. I thought it's actually very commercial. Like, you know,
all
the business people, they're trying to make money out of this holiday. Well, yeah, you never know. Let's find out the origins of Valentine's Day.
Reading. The origins of Valentine's Day. February 14th is St. Valentine's Day. On this day, it's a tradition for people in love to make romantic gestures toward each other. These usually include cards, gifts such as flowers, chocolates, jewelry, and more. Those who send cards often write, "From your Valentine," instead of their names. But who was St. Valentine? And how did these traditions come about? Legend has it that Valentine was a priest from Rome. At the time, the Roman emperors were trying to crack down on the Christians. According to some stories, Valentine was thrown in jail for trying to convert Emperor Claudius II to Christianity. In other legends, Claudius forbade marriages in order to get young men to join the army. Valentine was jailed for marrying couples in secret. In jail, Valentine prayed for Julia, his jailer's daughter, who was blind. Some stories say he was also in love with her, and as a result of his prayers, she recovered her sight. Before he was taken away to be killed, Valentine sent a card to Julia and signed it, "Your Valentine."
All right, so the article first starts with saying February 14 is St. Valentine's Day. On this day, it's a tradition for people in love to make romantic gestures toward each other.
So nice.
Yeah.
Okay, 相信大家都知道西洋情人节是什么时候。没错，就是刚刚提到的 February 14th, 二月十四。诶，不过大家可能不知道它的由来，对不对？所以今天的课我们就来看一下哦。就是二月十四是圣范伦丁日。那在这一天呢，恋爱的人们都会向对方做出浪漫的举动，这就是这个日子的传统啦。And here we see this word tradition.
That's right. Tradition is a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means something that you do or something that has been done for many years and it passes down from a family or a group of people or even a society. So a tradition is something that goes on for a long, 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 long time. So for example, during Chinese New Year, we have so many traditions, right? Some of the traditions that we have are having the family dinner, the big family dinner. And what else do we have during Chinese New Year?
We have lots of things. Okay. 其实我们先来看一下 tradition 这个字哦，就是传统的意思。Okay, 那像是呢，刚刚 Tiffany 有提到 Chinese New Year, 农历新年，我们当然有很多的传统啦，像是红包
red envelope, that's right.
还有刚刚有提到吃团圆饭哦 ,cause families, they will get together,、mm-hmm. 对不对？他们就会团圆，然后又会吃 family or reunion dinner. Okay. Okay, 那西方传统我们就想到 Christmas, right?
Oh, I love Christmas.
And of course, there are also a lot of Christmas traditions, such as exchange presents, 交换礼物啦。当然他们也有那个 family dinner, 就是家庭聚餐哦。Okay, 其实不同的家庭都有不同的传统哦。比方像是呢、it is their tradition to give thanks before they start eating.
Oh, okay, so maybe everybody does this every single year or every、mm-hmm. single holiday.
Right.
All right, so next we also saw that on this day, it's a tradition, so it's something that people have been doing for a long time. People in love to make romantic gestures toward each other. All right, so let's take a look at this word gesture. It's also a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means something that you say or something that you do to show a feeling or an attitude, so how you feel towards somebody. So for example, in Japan, bowing is a gesture. And、yeah. what does bowing mean? It means you show the other person respect. Or、for example, if a friend is sick or if someone that you know is sick, sending cards or sending flowers、Ooh. Is a gesture. So it's to show that maybe you want them to, well, you definitely want them to get well soon.、Hmm. Now we can use in a sentence like this. Our host provided small gift bags to take home. It was a very thoughtful gesture.
How thoughtful. I want a small gift bag as well.
I'll give you one, don't worry.
Oh, okay. Gesture 是什么呢？注意哦， gesture 是个 G 开头的，可是我们是念 soft G 的 sound, gesture, okay? 就是表示善意的举止啦，或者是姿态这样子的意思。所以通常呢，我们、可能会做出个行为来表达，诶，我们谢谢对方啦，或者是诶，我们比如说像刚刚 Tiffany 提到，如果有人生病，可能你们会写一张小卡片啊，希望他可以怎么样早日康复 get well soon. So we could have a thoughtful or polite or friendly gesture. Okay, so for example, I could also say this in a sentence. They decided it would be a nice gesture to send her a card.
All right, so next, let's continue reading. It says, these usually include cards, gifts such as flowers, chocolate, jewelry, and more. So this definitely sounds familiar. If you have ever celebrated Valentine's Day with your other half,、Ooh. Of course you get cards, you get flowers, you get chocolates, and maybe even get presents as well.
Nice, okay. 所以呢，当然呢，大家就是都有过过情人节吧。哎呀，如果还没有的话呢，通常呢，我们会给另外一半像什么小礼物呢，像是有卡片啦、哦、这是最常见啦，或者是花啦，或者是有巧克力啦，当然还有有时候比较名贵一点可能会送这个珠宝等等这样子的礼物哦、嗯、所以这些都是非常常见的刚刚有提到的gestures, romantic gestures, 一些浪漫的举动、嗯、And here we see this word jewelry.
That's right, jewelry, it's spelled with a J, so J-E-W-E-L-R-Y,、mm-hmm. jewelry. It's things like earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. Now, jewelry can be made out of different materials like metal, and sometimes people add shiny rocks called gems on top. So maybe you will have diamonds on there, you will have, you know, precious rocks like sapphires on top. So jewelry are things that you wear like earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. For example, we can say the woman wore some jewelry to make her outfit stand out.
Nice. Jewelry 当然就是珠宝、首饰这样子的意思。像是如果你喜欢这个买银饰的话呢，就是 silver jewelry. 那像是刚刚 Tiffany 也提到，像是它可能是宝石类的，像是 diamond, 钻石
bling bling.
Our best friend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
没错。OK, 当然还有 ruby 啦，红宝石，我可以想到蛮多珠宝哦，那珠宝店当然就是 jewelry stores, OK? 不过这里呢，我们先来看一下，很多人会把 jewel, J-E-W-E-L, 跟 jewelry 这两个字有一点搞，就是不太清楚。其实 jewel 一般是指呢，就是镶在这个金属中做装饰的宝石，那通常我们用它的复数型 jewels, OK? 很常见。不过注意哦， jewelry 我们刚刚提到的是珠宝首饰的总称，所以它是不可数的。 So maybe when talking about one ring or a necklace, you can say a piece of jewelry or an item of jewelry. Mm. Mm, okay, so for example, I could say something like, she bought an expensive piece of jewelry.
Mm, so it's just one thing. So maybe one bracelet or one necklace. All right, so next, let's continue reading. It says, those who send cards often write...from your Valentine instead of their name. So yeah, I remember when we were younger, we would send Valentine's cards to other people and I would get from your Valentine, but I never knew who they were.
Oh, your secret admirer.
Yeah, my secret admirer.
那些通常会寄出卡片的人会怎么样？通常署名来自你的范伦丁，而不是自身的名字哦。听起来有点神秘，也有点浪漫哦。
Yeah, they want to keep it a secret. I wonder who it is.
My God.
Alright, so next, let's continue reading. It says, but who was Saint Valentine? And how do these traditions come about? Because remember, this holiday is named after a person called Saint Valentine. So who was this person andWhy do we have these traditions?
Yeah, 对啊，但是大家有没有想过，到底谁是 Saint Valentine? 然后呢，这些传统又是怎么来的呢？ OK, 这里呢，我们看到片语 come about, 就是有发生这样子的意思哦。
Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, legend has it that Valentine was a priest from Rome. Okay, so here, let's first take a look at the legend has it that. Now, it means that this thing has been said or done a long time ago. We don't really know if it's true or not, but it's something that has been said a long, long time ago. You can also say rumor has it that. Okay, so just like, you know, Adele's song, she has a song called Rumor Has It. She was singing about how her ex-boyfriend has a new girlfriend. Adele heard about it. She's not too sure, but you know, she's never too worried about it because she also says, rumor has it, he's the one I'm leaving you for. So rumor is something that has been said, that has been going around, but we're not too sure if it's true or not.
That's true. Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚的句子我们用到的呢是 legend has it, okay, 然后后面再接个子句 okay, 或者我们也可以用 rumor has it that blah blah blah. Okay, 其实呢这一句的用法跟 there is a legend that or there's a rumor that 的意思是一样的，表示传说怎么样或是谣传什么什么。不过如果我们把 legend 或是 rumor 放在句首，就有更加强调的语气。那这里的 it 有没有 legend has it that 的 it 其实是虚词的，它没有特别的意思哦。那 that 所引导的子句则是 it 的同位语，用来这个补充说明 legend 或是 rumor 所谓的谣传或者是传说是什么东西。 OK, 那 legend 本身当然就有传说的意思哦，有可能也是根据这个真实的一个历史的一个传说，比方像是呢我听过这个爱爱尔兰的有一个传说，就是 Legend has it that there's a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow. 不知道是不是真的哦，就是彩虹的另一端是一壶金子。不过呢，其实在口语上的确了，我们还更常用到就是 rumor has it, blah blah blah. OK, 听说怎么样 ？OK, 像是 rumor has it that he's cheating on his girlfriend.
Oh my god! No way.
OK, 那另外呢，在口语类似的说法还有 it is said that, it is rumor that, or it is believed that. 后面再接个子句都有听说什么什么，或是根据谣传如何如何的意思喽。
All right, so.We heard that maybe Valentine was a priest from Rome. Okay, so Rome is just a city in Italy, and he was a priest there. So priest is also our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a person in the Christian religion. And a priest usually has like a higher power there because they're able to perform certain ceremonies, they're able to perform certain things in their religion. So for example, we can say the priest blessed everyone in the church during the ceremony.
Okay, priest 其实就是有牧师啦或者是神父的意思。诶，不过其实呢根据不同宗教都有不同的 priest, 不只是 Christians, okay? 像是 you could also have a Catholic priest or a Buddhist priest.
Oh, that's true. All right, so next, let's continue reading. We can say, at the time, the Roman emperors were trying to crack down on the Christians. Okay, so this was something that happened a long, 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 long time ago during the Roman Empire, and the emperors, or like the kings at that time, were trying to crack down on Christians. Okay, a Christian is just a person who believes in the religion of Christianity. Christianity, there's so many different kinds of branches, so there's too many to name, but for example, if you believe in Catholicism, it means you're Catholic.
Okay. I actually went to a Catholic high school.
Me too.
Wow, okay. 所以呢，我们来看一下一些历史哦。那个时候啊，这个罗马皇帝就是 the Roman Emperors， 他们要设法怎么样镇压基督徒。其中提到的 Christians 就是基督教徒哦。
Now, what did the Roman Emperors, what were they trying to do? They were trying to crack down on Christians. Now, crack down on is our shortcut for you. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to learn more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Nobody move. This is the police.
I didn't do anything. I'm innocent.
A likely story. What's that in your hand?
It's just a snack from the night market.
But it's in a plastic bag. We're cracking down on plastic bags.
There isn't a crack in the bag.
Don't get funny with me. To crack down on something means to start dealing with someone or something much more strictly.
Yes, sir. Crack down on means 严加取缔，镇压。
And don't you forget it. From now on, no more plastic bags. They are bad for the planet.
Okay, so let's continue reading our article. It says, according to some stories, Valentine was thrown in jail for trying to convert Emperor Claudius II to Christianity. Okay, so according to the stories, or according to legend, we can say, Valentine was thrown in jail for trying to convert one emperor to Christianity. Now, convert just means to change from one thing to another. So you can convert religion. So maybe you can be a Christian one day, and then you can convert to Buddhism or other religions as well. Okay?
Okay, 我们来看一下 convert, 它其实有转变的意思。不过在本课呢，它是表示改变信仰这样的意思哦。那我刚刚有提到 Christian 是基督教徒， Christianity 就是基督教这样子的意思啦，它是名词。
Now, he was thrown in jail. Now, what is jail? It's our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a place where bad people or a place where thieves and criminals are locked up because they committed crimes. Now, we can also say that, oh, you're in the slammer to describe someone who is in jail. Or you can say this person is behind bars. That means that this person is in jail. For example, we can say the policeman immediately caught the thieves and took them to jail.
Oh, okay. Jail 呢，其实就有监狱的意思。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师还有补充到，如果你要说某人他坐牢，我们可以说 in the slammer 或是 behind bars 都有坐牢的意思，跟 jail 的意思是差不多。那 jail 呢，其实它也可以当作动词来用，不过通常是被动语态，就是监禁这样的意思。A jailer 就是囚犯这样子的意思啦。
Next, the article says, in other legends, Claudius forbade marriages in order to get young men to join the army. So when you forbid, this is the present tense, it means you tell someone not to do something. And forbade is the past tense. So he said that you couldn't get married in order for young men to join the army.
Wow, 还有其他的传说故事则说到、表示这个 Claudius 为了让年轻的男性加入军队而禁婚。这里呢 forbade 就是 forbid 的过去式，表示禁止不许这样的意思。
Next it says Valentine was jailed for marrying couples in secret. So you cannot stop love. He was doing this in secret. In secret is a phrase. It means without other people knowing.
In secret 这个片语就是秘密的。
Nexus says, in jail, Valentine prayed for Julia, his jailer's daughter, who was blind. Okay, so he was praying for her because maybe he loved her.
Wow. Now, some stories say he was also in love with her, and as a result of his prayers, she recovered her sight.
Oh, so he was in love with her.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so 有些故事呢则说这个、Valentine 跟这个 Julia 他是坠入爱河的哦。那 Julia 因为他的祷告而重见光明。这里 as a result of something 就是由于 because of 这样的意思。而 recover 则有重新获得或是找回什么什么这样的意思哦。
Mm-hmm. So he prayed for her. He said some prayers. Now, prayers here is a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means words spoken to God. You can say it silently inside of your heart or you could speak it out loud. So, for example, we can say, we all said a little prayer of thanks before enjoying our meal.
Okay, pray 我们都知道是祈祷、祷告，而 prayer 就是祷文或者是祷词这样子的意思哦。For example, she told the children to say their prayers before they went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, the article says, before he was taken away to be killed, Valentine sent a card to Julia and signed it, Your Valentine.
Oh, no wonder.
Okay,
所以在 Valentine 被杀死之前，他寄了张卡片给 Julia, 并且签上Your Valentine, 你的范伦丁。
No wonder, this is how we probably got the holiday from. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
Our For You chat question for today is,Have you ever made a romantic gesture to someone or received one? What happened?
Oh my God, right? I receive chocolate and cards all the time.
I know, because you're just so beautiful. Everyone loves you.
I bet that's the same with you, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I had to tell them to stop because I kept receiving too much chocolate. I couldn't finish it all by myself.
Okay, well, usually we get like Valentine's Day presents from our loved ones or
secret admirers.
I know, right? or our best friends even.
Yeah,
like sometimes
exactly.
I could give Tiffany something, you know, and say, here you go, Tiffany. Thank you for doing this for me.
Exactly. So actually, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be romantic with a boy or girl, like your boyfriend or girlfriend. It can be also between friends, someone that you care about. So it's okay if you don't have a date for Valentine's Day. Don't worry. You can always celebrate it with your friends. Anyway, it's just a holiday. Don't get too stressed about it.But that's all the time that we have for today. You guys can talk about it with your friends, with your classmates, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
The origins of Valentine's Day. February 14th is St. Valentine's Day. On this day, it's a tradition for people in love to make romantic gestures toward each other.These usually include cards, gifts such as flowers, chocolates, jewelry, and more. Those who send cards often write, From Your Valentine, instead of their names. But who was Saint Valentine, and how did these traditions come about? Legend has it that Valentine was a priest from Rome. At the time, the Roman emperors were trying to crack down on the Christians.According to some stories, Valentine was thrown in jail for trying to convert Emperor Claudius II to Christianity. In other legends, Claudius forbade marriages in order to get young men to join the army. Valentine was jailed for marrying couples in secret. In jail, Valentine prayed for Julia, his jailer's daughter, who was blind.Some stories say he was also in love with her, and as a result of his prayers, she recovered her sight. Before he was taken away to be killed, Valentine sent a card to Julia and signed it, Your Valentine.
Vocabulary Review.
Tradition. It's a tradition in my family to play a quiz game on Christmas Day. Gesture. The student sent her teacher some flowers as a gesture of thanks. Jewelry. The thieves broke into the big house and stole some valuable jewelry. Priest. The priest told the young couple that they were now husband and wife. Jail. The man was held in a local jail while waiting for his trial. Prayer. Rob is religious and always says a prayer before he goes to bed.